From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, Features Copy Editor. Hey, Don, how's it going?
Good afternoon.
Morning. Good afternoon.
Whenever you're listening. Good day.
Good day. Well, Don and I were invited by Nickelodeon to take a sneak peek at the network's new series, Glenn Martin DDS, which premieres at 7 p.m. Monday, August 17th. It's a stop-motion comedy series that follows the adventures of a dentist who has loaded his family in an RV for a life on the road. They run into an array of colorful locals and crazy situations on this journey, and the premiere episode focuses on their stop in the Amish country. Don told me he watched the premiere episode twice, so I guess you really liked what you saw.
You know, I was pleasantly surprised by this one. This is a show that is a stop action animation show.
Mm-hmm, kind of like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Right. That was a stop action.
That's an old classic standard that everyone looks to, and it's the similar type of animation. And according to some of the press materials, this is a show that re-envisions the classic family sitcom. And I was pleasantly surprised. When you first offered me the chance to watch this one, I thought, oh, great, this is going to be like pulling teeth to watch this. But it was kind of fun. I thought it was, it has promise, I thought. What did you think, Penny?
Oh, well, I thought it was pretty good for animation. the Martin family, you know, not only includes Glenn, the dentist, who yearns for a deeper connection with his family, but also wife Jackie, son Connor, daughter Courtney, and then there's the family dog and Courtney's friend.
Right. And so now Glenn, he's the father, and he's the voice of...
Kevin Nealon voices this character. He's on Weeds.
Right.
And
former Saturday Night Live.
That's true.
Player.
And the wife Jackie, who is earnest yet slightly cynical, is voiced by Catherine O'Hara from For Your Consideration. The other name person doing voices for the show is Judy Greer from Arrested mm-hmm. Development. She supplies the voice of Courtney's subservient assistant, Wendy.
Okay. Now, the father, Glenn, he's the dentist, and he realizes his family needs help, and so what better way than to take them on the road? And so he buys an RV, he quits his practice, burns down his house, and they hit the road in search of, enlightenment, I guess.
Yeah, actually, he moves his practice to the RV because it doubles as a dentist office.
It's a mobile dentist office.
Yes, it is.
We really didn't get a peek at that in the first episode.
Yeah, you had mentioned that maybe there was an episode that kind of set up the tone for the series,
perhaps.
But this is the premiere episode.
Right.
And upcoming adventures for the Martins will be they'll stop in Las Vegas, the White House, Atlantic City, and Hollywood, and there'll be some. Celebrity guest voice actors appearing from time to time as the characters they encounter. Among those guest celebrities are Chrissy Hynde, Betty White, Gene Simmons, and Wendy Malick.
Right, and I think there's some truth in how the promotion of this show. It says it tries to deliver humor in a mature, sophisticated manner, and I think after watching it the second time, there were some things underneath that I sort of picked up that I didn't really watching it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the writing might be a little deeper than what it appears on first viewing. I guess we'll see as the show progresses.
Yeah.
But in this show, they take, of course, the RV to Amish country.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's a lot of... jokes at the expense of that lifestyle. One of the things someone I read had seen it, and they said, what makes this show good is that it's something that can be really wrong, but really right as mm-hmm. far as, you know, entertaining. And so some of the jokes, like, you know, the Amish kids are shown weaving baskets, and they can complete a nice artistic basket in about, you know, 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, they're held hostage by seeing this People magazine. They just can't get enough of what's, you know, what they're seeing in this about celebrities.
Yeah, yeah. The kids, the parents didn't appreciate that, but right. The kids, you know.
Right. And then one of the characters in the story is the old spinster who's unmarried, and she's 16 years old. So I thought that was kind of amusing.
Yep. Well, although the show hasn't premiered yet, viewers can visit the series website, which is glennmartindds.com, and get some original content, to even see some video clips from the series. There's a message board for fans and downloadables.
Mm-hmm. And the producer of this series, his name is Eric Fogel. Now, he's responsible for Celebrity Deathmatch. I don't know if you've ever watched that.
I've seen a couple of those.
But
that's not family-oriented.
Well, it's no. But it is humor. And I don't know. This show seems to be more polished as far as the animation. It's a lot smoother, it mm-hmm. seems like. This is the first project for the new company of Michael Eisner,
mm-hmm.
who
head of Disney.
He headed Disney for like 21 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, he started out at ABC, and some of his shows there were Happy Days, and let's see, there were Barney Miller and Roots.
Mm-hmm.
These were landmark shows. You know, Eisner has quite the pedigree in TV, and so that itself has something going for it as far as this show is concerned.
And another thing going for this show is it's on Nickelodeon, which will give the series a chance. It'll air all of season one, you know, regardless of what the ratings are. Whereas if it were on Fox and the ratings weren't there for, you know, the first or second week, you might not see any more episodes.
Okay. And I saw an episode list that looked like there were 20 or 30 shows lined up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that we can tune into.
Yep, that's true. Well, Don, on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate Glenn Martin DDS?
I'll give it a strong 7. I think for people who are looking for good family entertainment, you can sit down with your kids and watch something. This would be a great show to watch. And it's a half hour long.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a good old-fashioned kind of sitcom. And I like that.
Well, I'll give it a 6. I actually thought it was better the first time I played it, but I wasn't really paying full attention to it at the time. So I watched it again without any interruptions, mm-hmm. and I didn't think it was as good as the Fox animated shows that I've mm-hmm. seen, but it was cleaner and more family-oriented. Mm-hmm. So remember to tune in to the premiere of Glenn Martin DDS at 7 p.m. Monday, August 17th on Nickelodeon. And remember to return to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast again next week to hear another discussion of an upcoming TV show. But as always, this podcast is available any day, anytime, at your convenience.